We're talking AB 5.
Yeah, that was the bill intended to protect gig workers' rights, but it's had the reverse effect on many workers who wanted to leave things alone. Musicians have had the worst time adjusting to the requirements under the new law. We're going to explore it a little further. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Kevin Smith. He's a reporter for the Los Angeles Daily News. Kevin, it's great to talk to you tonight. What in particular are the complaints among musicians?
Well, I mean, I'd have to start by just saying the overarching issue with this is that, you know, musicians are basically gig workers. I mean, the whole term gig economy comes from the music world. So musicians typically come in, they'll play one gig at a club. It's like a one-off thing. You know, the club owner might not see them for 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year later. So typically what would happen is the club owner at the end of the night would issue that band or that performer a check, and if the band had five members or whatever, the leader of that band would later divvy up that check and pay them and say, thanks, guys, you know, great job. That would be it, end of the story. But the way it works now under AB5, the way it's supposed to work, is that that player, I interviewed a guy named Ari Herstedt, who's basically a singer-songwriter that plays around the L.A. area. And he said sometimes he'll play like a club and he might hire like a bass player for $100 or, you know, maybe a couple musicians. Typically, he would just, you know, the same way. He would get a check at the end of the night and later divvy that up and say, thanks, guys, you know, here's your money. But now, under AB 5, he's considered an employer. And those people who work for him are considered employees. So he has to provide a W-2 form. You know, he has to cover them for workers' comp. Pretty much all the benefits and protections that an employer of a California company would have to provide to an employee. And on top of that, the club owner, who typically would just issue the check and be done with it, is now considered an employer of that musician who appears for him. He has to do the same thing. He has to issue a W-2 and provide all these benefits and protections. And so you're taking an industry that essentially was, you know, plugging along fine, functioning great, and suddenly this measure comes into effect and they want to kind of change the way everything's done. And so it's just very disruptive.
So, Kevin, these independent musicians are just that. They're independent. Is there any kind of umbrella organization that aims to speak for them? And if so, or is that organization looking for any kind of recourse?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of them. I'm looking here when I interviewed this guy, Ari Herstedt. Let me see if I can find it. He has a group he's kind of affiliated with. Let me see if I can find it. Some group. Anyway, it's they had kind of banded together, and they actually put on this Ultimate Jam Night at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A., and it was basically to kind of highlight the issue and, you know, bring a voice to this concern. And one of the guys that helped put this thing on, it's the Ultimate Jam Night's a regular night, but on this particular night, they called it Change AB5. That was the theme of the night. But the guy who helps coordinate this thing typically said, he described it as a bifurcated universe. He said there's some musicians who are really tuned into AB5 and have been tracking it, and they know full well what the ramifications are. But there's a lot of players out there who play clubs and whatever that haven't even heard of AB5 and, you know, don't really know what's going on now.
We should point out there are a number of efforts in San Francisco to amend AB5 because so many people have complained about it, correct?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Ari Herstedt, the singer-songwriter, said he actually met with Lorena Gonzalez, the assembly woman who crafted AB5. And she has indicated that she, you know, will be kind of revisiting this in terms of how it affects musicians. And, you know, the same thing, similar disruption occurred with freelance writers, which has been on the news. And, you know, under AB5, the way it's structured, supposedly a freelance writer can only submit like 35 submissions to per employer per year. And, you know, I think Lorena Gonzalez has already said she's going to, I think, do away with that cap. And in terms of revisiting the way it affects musicians, I'm not sure what she's got in mind, but whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be better than what's in place now.
Kevin Smith, we appreciate your time again. Mr. Smith is a reporter for the Los Angeles Daily News.